Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be here and be part of the things of God. Amen. I need that little notebook there in front. Amen. Appreciate the goodness of God. I appreciate old time religion. Amen. And I'm glad it's not dead. I'm glad there's still some people that believe in old time religion and believe in old time worship. I'm very strong on proverbial statements, little proverbs. And one the Lord's let me see here lately is that participation is the only act of preservation. And we got to participate. Amen. And we believe in old time shouting, but we don't ever participate. And then there's a little paradox there, but God help us to participate. Amen. Participation is the only act of preservation. Amen. All right. If we can, we'll take our Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter number 5. 1 Peter chapter number 5. I want to say I appreciate the privilege to be here and appreciate the Welcome Baptist Church. And always been a special place since knowing Brother Robert and coming down here all these years. And I appreciate him and his family and friendship and just appreciate the goodness of God. Amen. And the hospitality. I want to be very careful to give thanks for that. Amen. To be called ungrateful is to be called nothing, no worse. Amen. And may the Lord help us to be grateful. If we can, we'll stand in reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. Amen. Amen. I still believe it. Amen. This is my study Bible. This is my prayer Bible. This is my reference Bible. This is just my Bible. Amen. And I believe it. Amen. And I believe it with all my heart. I want to be real sensitive to the Lord. I understand that this is an awesome responsibility to stand here behind this sacred desk. My soul is humbled, very overwhelmed with humility that God even allow us to be part of such a wonderful thing. And that's the work of God. And I thank Him for that. God, help us not to be arrogant and cocky. God, help us to be filled with the mind of Christ today to bring the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 5. I want to read these scriptures and bring what God's laid upon my heart for this service today. The Bible says, He said in verse number 5 of 1 Peter 5, He says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Let us pray. Lord, I do thank You for the privilege it is to bow in Your presence. God, I ask You, God, now to please help us, Lord, as we come down the breaking of the bread of life. I pray, God, that You'd liberate this service, God, that, Lord, You might receive maximum glory. God, I pray that You'd show Yourself to be God and help these people. God, we know that, Lord, that You're soon coming. And I pray that You'd help us, God, to be about the Father's business. I pray, dear Lord, now that You'd please illuminate my heart and illuminate my mind. And God, help me, I pray, God, to get my mind and my affections, God, set upon Thee. Lord, I pray, God, You'd move in power now. Lord, give the people ears to hear and hearts to heed. God, I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, Christ might be exalted. Lord, Thy will would be done. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. I mean, dear pastor, it'd be all right to get some water or something. Amen. I do apologize. Amen. Amen. I want to say I just appreciate the Lord being so good to us. I want to look at this scripture and we'll just get right into the preaching. Amen. Of the Word of God. Thank you, dear brother. And bring out what the Lord's placed upon our heart today. And I trust You'll give us Your undivided attention as we look at this passage of Scripture. I love just taking the Word of God and dissecting it and breaking it down and just looking what the Lord has wrote here. This is a book like no other books, amen, that God has given us. It's for our help and our admonition. And I believe that if we're weak, it's our sin. And for us to be strong, it is our duty. Amen. And I believe that God teaches that from the Scriptures. I believe God's give us everything that we need in this Bible here to survive this Christian life. And sometimes our weakness is our sin. Amen. And I believe that with all my heart, because God has given us the armor. God's given us what it takes to survive in this Christian life. But I want to lay a lot of groundwork and lay out the table and the tablecloth and different things. Then I'll give you the message and the title at the end. I feel like that's the Lord away, direct our heart. But I want to jump right in here where he says in verse number 5, he said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. He said, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Now, I love that last part where God said that he resisteth the proud. And I think about that when we think about God resists the proud. We think about people that are going around with the proud and haughty spirit and boasting and bragging and different things. But in the context of the Scripture, I believe the Lord is trying to teach us something that is a little bit different than our mentality of what pride would be here. But as we look what he says in verse 5, he said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Of course, we would understand that. And he said, all of you be subject one to another. Now, we all understand that we need each other. Amen. And it's about time us independent Baptists or Baptists in general need to realize that we need each other. Amen. And understand that this word here means subject to one another. It means to rely on one another. And we need to understand that we need people that we can rely upon. Amen. And nobody's ever made it through this journey by themselves. Amen. And we need others to rely on. But as I read on down the Scripture, it says, and be clothed with humility. And I begin to look at that and begin to study this, and the Lord just began to speak to my heart here where he speaks about being clothed with humility. And I begin to study this word clothed. Now, a lot of what I'm going to give you today is nothing more than word studies, and that's what I love to do. But it says this word clothed here means, it means a knot or a band in which two things are fastened together. And so the Lord says that we're to be clothed with humility. The word occurs nowhere else in the New Testament in the context of what the Scripture teaches us here, to be clothed with humility. It refers to a garment that is fastened with strings. What this word clothed here refers to is where you find it speaks of an apron, amen. And that's why I've got this little apron here, just to maybe make an illustration of you and I, that we can understand what God said when he said that we're to be clothed with humility, amen. Now, humility is not something that you have to go around telling everybody about. Humility is something that'll show up on you, amen. Humility is something that others will be able to see. But it refers to a garment that has been fastened with strings, referring to a garment or an apron worn by slaves. So when God said to be clothed with humility, amen, this, when he put on that apron here, it meant they were humble, and it meant they were filled with humility, and also meant that they were a slave, amen. And so as we take this into consideration here, if there's anything that God has put into my heart and burden me about this service today, is to have people that are filled with humility. One of the most embarrassing things is to see people that are not filled with humility, that are filled with pride and arrogance, amen, and boastful. That's one of the most distasteful things to a sinner that he's ever seen, is people that are filled with pride and not humility. Amen. It denotes a humble and willing mind. That's what it means, amen, is when someone puts on this apron, it means that they are filled with humility and they have a willing spirit and a willing mind to do whatever needs to be done. Amen. Now, I want to say to you today that I'm 100% man, but it's hard sometimes to put on an apron, amen, and do and let it speak for what it says. Amen. Now, when I take and put this apron on, it changes the whole outlook of the preacher. Amen. Now, there's nothing sodomy about it. It's a fact that God wants us to be clothed with humility. Amen. Now, as we're going to signify a humble man who's willing to go through things and be able to benefit others. That's what humility speaks of. Amen. When you put it, God said, be clothed with humility. And when you put that humility on, it says, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do. I'm willing to serve wherever I need to serve. I'm willing to do whatever I need to do that I might be able to benefit you. Amen. Now, sometimes we get into this thing of serving God and everything that we do, nothing more than that we can consume it upon own lust. Amen. What's best for us? What benefits us the most? Amen. What's best for
me and my four and no more. Amen. That's why people leave our churches. That's why they go down the road. Amen. They don't think about the church. They don't think about others. All they think about is themselves. Amen. They've not been clothed with humility. And it's not just the church members that do it, Brother Willis. It's preachers that do it. Amen. Amen. They feel like their church is a mess instead of their ministry. Amen. And then they treat it like that. And they've never been clothed with humility. Amen. I'm telling you today that this is something God has birthed in my heart, that we're living in a generation that is so prideful that we don't have any humility about us, that we're willing to be the servant that we need to be. Amen. Now, let me move on. I'm just going to preach just like I preach. Amen. Amen. It is a humble man doesn't say he deserves better, but a humble man puts his apron on and gets down to business with God. Amen. That's what a humble man does. I'm telling you something, how this come about, Brother Mullins, is the fact that, boy, you get your heart hurt, you get your heart ripped out and people hurt you, and in your heart you say, I don't deserve this, I don't feel like I should go through this, I've given my life to God, I've given my family to God, I've given everything I have to God. Then you go through things, your reputation's put at stake, your life's put at stake. Amen. I didn't understand that till God moved me away from my hometown and put me somewhere that nobody knows me, and your reputation is the most important thing that you have. Amen. And when that reputation begins to get destroyed and begins to get teared down, amen, you don't know what you're going to do. Amen. But I tell you what you do. You just put on your apron. Amen. You be clothed with humility and watch what God does. Amen. A humble man is a man he will serve. He's an any man. That's what a humble man is. He's an any man. He's a man that serves in any place. He serves in any office. He serves in any station. He serves in any trial. He serves in any hardship. He serves always to benefit the others. Amen. Amen. We're always looking for a bigger church. We're always looking for more people. Amen. We're always looking for something better. But I'm telling you something, there used to be a day I was lost without God. Amen. And it's such a blessing just to be able to stand up in church and be able to even pray and be able to sit on a pew. Amen. Be able to sing in the choir and do anything for God. Amen. But what I've seen is, Brother Mullins, is that I got so filled with pride. Amen. That I was too prideful to go through things that made me put on an apron and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God broke my heart because I realized I was too prideful to go through things. I was too good for it. I didn't deserve that. I'd give my life to God. I'd done this, Brother Taylor. And I didn't realize that God was trying to show me how prideful I really am. Amen. Who do we think we are? Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen. I believe the greatest thing we can ever do is visualize the humiliation that our blessed Savior endured on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That's what'll keep you going back to church. Amen. It's humility. Oh, I know we're not going to shout today, but I'm telling you, it's humility. Be clothed with humility. It's in any man. Amen. It means to honor God. Amen. Do you understand that it is historically known that early Christians sold themselves into slavery that they might be able to preach Christ unto those in bondage, Brother Joe? How many literally sold themselves, Brother Jarvis, into slavery that they might be able to preach to those that are in bondage? Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. I'm just going to preach. Amen. What are you going to do if God takes your Cadillac away? What are you going to do if God takes your pickup away? What are you going to do if God takes things away from you? Are you going to quit serving God? Feel like you need something better? Compromise? Go to the world to try to get a parsonage, a paycheck, and a Pontiac? Amen. I'd rather have God. I said I'd rather have God than everything this world has to offer. Amen. Sometimes we have to be clothed with humility. It's a humiliating thing. Amen. Sometimes I put on humility. May I say to you, so this putting on of an apron signified one's humility and willingness to serve.
in any situation. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to have to plow right through. I'm telling you something. That's the way we are. Brother Jordan, I'm sorry. It's the truth. Amen. I think about the disciples. They sold everything they had and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. I think about Jeremiah. Never had a convert. The things he went through. The things he bore. The things he bared. Amen. If you've got anybody come to church, it ought to be a blessing from God. Amen. That's your ministry. That's what God's put you over. Amen. Your rewards will be as great as a man that has 5,000. We're to be faithful over the few things. God said he'd make us ruler over many. Amen. But this comes because the spirit of humility. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you something. Baptists rebelling out before Obama ever did. Amen. Amen. We take out the bailout program. Amen. We want to take the easy road out. We want to get out of it. Amen. And that's what the flesh does. But God said, be clothed with humility. He said you to put on humility. Amen. Amen. You compare this. You compare someone in an eloquent, flowing, frizzled, glittering apparel to a slave's apparel to whom is a humble servant. Amen. Amen. May I say to you, God says in this scripture, said likewise, in his verse number 5 said, likewise, the youngest of me, says in the other, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Amen. Sometimes why we don't get no grace sometimes in the midst of trials is because God resists the proud. Lord, I refuse to go this. What did Christ do? Just Brother Taylor talked about it a while ago. Amen. He prayed 3 times in the garden. Amen. But when he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, at the death of the cross, amen, that's when grace kicks in. It's when we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God and say, God, what is it that you want me to do in this trial? Amen. 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 You say, preacher, you act like you'll never go through things. Amen. I tell you, I'm not going to give it all the glory. Amen. I'm not going to talk about it all the time. Amen. Amen. Now listen to me. I'm telling you, sometimes things are worse because that's all we talk about and that's all we think about. Amen. Now the devil's not all knowing, is he? He doesn't know everything. And sometimes why we're so bothered about things is because we relay and share too much information to the devil to let us know where to saddle us and where to ride us and where to take us down at. Amen. Sometimes we need to quit communicating so much about things that bother us. Amen. You see, it's one of the hardest spiritual things to do is dismissal. Amen. Being able to dismiss stuff out of our mind and know that God's going to take care of it. God's going to take care of it. God's going to take care of it. Amen. God's going to take care of it. Amen. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Verse number 6, the Bible said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. He said you need to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Amen. I'm telling you something right now. We need to humble ourselves. You know, one man said, I don't think you can really humble yourself. Well, I personally believe God wouldn't have told us to humble ourselves if we couldn't humble ourselves. Amen. God would have never asked us to do something we couldn't do. And God said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Amen. You know what it is that produces humility? Amen. It's not that you use that as a scapegoat, but the context says, humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. You say, what does that mean? We know that God's got everything under control. Amen. He's got everything under control. You say, ain't got these heathens under control. Amen. I'm telling you something, God's got more power than we ever give him credit to have. Amen. Amen. God may not will everything, but he has a will in everything. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. God can turn things around and work. God can take something the devil meant for bad and turn it around and God use it for his glory. Amen. But the problem is we're so filled with pride, we don't ever want to be humbled. Amen. 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 The Bible said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. When I see that, Brother Willis, I can see the hand of God. And boy, and I'm telling you something, that's when you humble yourself
when he realized how big his hand is and how powerful and how controlling God's hand really is. Amen. May I say to you that it is, amen, his hand that does the humbling. Amen. Amen. The patience in bearing the affliction. Now don't misunderstand me. I'm not belittling anybody's troubles in anybody's trials. But I'm telling you something. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A lot of the things we're getting into this day and hour is because our Christianity is so weak and so anemic that we don't know our Bible well enough, we don't know God enough, that everything throws us out to kelter. Amen. Amen. A.W. Tozer, the knowledge of the Holy, said that a man that comes to the right belief about God is relieved of 10,000 temporal problems. Amen. And I believe a lot of the problems we have is just because we don't understand who He is. Amen. We've been bought with a price. Our life is in His hands. Amen. I'm telling you something. Just sell out to Him, lock, stock, and barrel. God has it under control. Amen. May I say to you, patience in the bearing the affliction, dismissing all murmuring, dismissing the replying. You know, one of the hardest things you can do is take blows and not blow back. Amen. One of the hardest things to do, I tell my wife, sometimes I feel like I'm in a boxing ring and I can't throw no punches. Amen. And I don't go around bragging about any masculinity. Amen. I'm just telling you right now, any man that's a red-blooded man, amen, somebody swings at you, you're going to have some mentality to swing back. It's a natural thing. Amen. It's a natural thing to swing back. It's a natural thing to fight back. Amen. But what does humility do? Humility puts on its apron, amen, and bows itself in the spirit of humility. Amen. And bows itself for the hand of God. Amen. 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 I'm going somewhere. Amen. Amen. Our defense in affliction is due to, amen, being so defensive. Amen. In affliction is due to the lack of humility and the unwillingness to take a lower place. Sometimes what we go through, we don't want to go through it because we feel like it's going to rob us of our position. It's going to rob us of the height that we've obtained in our Christian life and our Christian walk. Amen. And you say, I'm going to lose everything I've worked for in 20-something years, 30-something years, 40-something years. I'm going to lose everything that I have. And that's why sometimes we don't want to go through it. We don't want to be humbled. It's because we're afraid we're going to lose ground that we'll never get back. Amen. One of the most fearful things to me as a pastor is to lose your testimony. Amen. Somebody say amen to that. Whether you want to face it or not, your testimony is one of the most powerful things you have. That's your testimony. And when your testimony is put to the test and your testimony is put to the trial, amen, I'm telling you something, that's when you begin to get worried about things, amen. You say, people think that about me and people believe that about me. What if somebody starts a rumor about this? What if somebody says something about this? And that's where a lot of things are. There's some brethren that ain't never done nothing, but a rumor got started, and so therefore their testimony is destroyed because of what somebody blabbered at a bunch of meetings or something like that, amen. And I'm telling you something, amen, that fears you. Amen. When you don't have a testimony, people don't respect you and they don't listen to you. Amen. But that's what it does. I want to say something to you here. Boy, God help me with this. Amen. But God, amen, He said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. One of the hardest things ever done, Brother Tinsel, is step back when those are opposing, those are fighting, those are trying to destroy the testimony of the church, trying to destroy the testimony of your family, you as a pastor, and you know, dear God, you fight with everything you have. You try to live right, do right, talk right, do everything you can to have a clean and pure testimony. Then there's somebody that undermines it and tries to tear it down. And then, Brother Taylor, you say, what am I going to do? Amen. If I lose this, I lose my testimony. I've lost everything I have to be able to influence people and people to have respect. Amen. Boy, that really bothered me, Brother Jarvis. Amen. Amen. I'm just preaching where the rubber meets the road. People leave your church, you're worried about what they're going to tell everybody else. What they're going to say the other churches. What they're going to say the other people. Amen. And then you worry about that. You said they're going to destroy my testimony. Amen. And you think about that and you think, I don't want to go through that. Then what you do is start throwing defense out there. And then you start throwing things out there to fight back. Amen. Amen. You do things to defame the name of others. Amen. But Christ said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. There'll never be no exaltation until there's first some humiliation. Amen. Amen. I finally realized the other day, God gave me the victory over some things I've been battling for 2-3 years. Is understand, amen, that I need to humble myself. Say, God, I'll wear this apron. I'll be humiliated. And God, you exalt it in due time. Amen, amen. Is that not the truth? Amen. Amen. Some of you are more worried about your testimony than you are the testimony of Christ. You're more worried about how people see you than how they are how they see Christ. Amen. 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 How they're going to see Christ is when we put on this apron and we humble ourselves and are clothed in humility. Let them throw the punches. Amen. Let them knock us down. Because one of these days, God said, if you'll humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God, He said, I'll exalt you in due time. Amen. 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 I'm glad God's, amen. I don't believe in this. Amen. Deposit salvation. I don't believe God saves you in deposits. Amen. When you get saved, you get saved. Amen. I'm glad God saved me June the 24th, 1992. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you something right now. We must humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Amen. I'm going somewheres. Amen. The key word of this scripture is humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you. God cannot exalt you until you've humbled yourselves before the mighty hand of God. Here's why some, Brother Jarvis, never get past the valley. Because, Brother Buster, they're never willing to be clothed with humility. Lord, if this is what you want me to go through, I'll go through it. If this is what you want me to wear, Lord, what's everybody going to think? A preacher stand up there with an apron on and preach. I'm going to tell you what it is. Amen. It's clothed with humility. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for Him to be a servant to try to help you. Amen. Amen. I understand you the truth. Amen. Amen. All most preachers desire is a bigger paycheck, a bigger Pontiac, a bigger Parsons. You know how it is. Amen. 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 A bigger Polaris and on and on and on. Amen. A bigger pickup. That's, I'm telling you the truth. It's the truth, amen. Have we forgotten the day that we just thank God for the privilege to even get up and for 5 minutes just open up the blessed book and proclaim what God had did in the heart, amen. We're not willing to be humbled, be humiliated. When I think about my Savior, Lord, may means to make it possible. Without self-humiliation, it makes it impossible for God to exalt a man. When I think about these passages of Scripture, my mind goes to my Bible. And I think about what the Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. You say, preacher, what did Christ do? He prayed in the garden. Amen. He said, Lord, if this cup pass by, amen, and nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. Amen. But it doesn't stop there. Then the Bible says, amen. Amen. You humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. He exalts you in due time. Christ humbled himself. Amen. Jesus said, you might tear this temple down, but in 3 days I'll raise it again. Amen. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death, and after 3 days God exalted him. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. We're not willing to go through the humility that Christ can exalt what he wants to do in our lives. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. There first had to be humiliation before there was exaltation. Amen. Christ had to be humiliated before he could be exalted. Amen. Say, preacher, why? What would Christ mean to us? What would he mean to us, Brother Buster, if he had not humbled himself and became obedient? It humbles us when you think about that Christ was scourged, and Christ took the crown of thorns, and Christ took the cat of nine tails, and Christ went to Calvary. Christ was nailed to the cross. Christ hung between heaven and hell. Amen. That humbles us. We see the humiliation of Christ. Amen. But thank God. Amen. On that third and blessed day, Christ resurrected from the grave. God hath highly exalted him, given him a name that's above every name. Amen. But he had to humble himself and put on an apron. Now, I didn't make this up. That's exactly what it means. You study it. When God, the only place in the Bible in this word clothed here is used, is in his passage, to be clothed with humility. And it means to put on an apron like a slave and to signify that I'm a slave to whatever the master wants. Amen. Boy, I like that. Don't you? Amen. Amen. God help us. Amen. To realize he has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. Amen. Amen. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. Amen. This, when you give God the may, it gives God liberty. Pride doesn't give Christ the liberty. May gives God the permission to do what he wants to do. A refusal to be humbled is pride or of self and is promotion of self. Humility understands its exaltation comes from God. The word exalt means to elevate. When exalted by self, it's pride. But when we're exalted by God, it's praise. He said in due time. Due time, it is a measure of time, a portion of time which is done at the right time during the events of time. Amen. And that casting, we're to cast all our cares upon him. Amen. I'm just about done. I'm not going to preach very long today. I'm telling you something. God help us to realize, amen, what God wants from us. I'm going to give you an analogy and I'm done. You know, sometimes in life we just don't understand everything that goes on in our lives. When you find out and you understand that, amen, you let me know, amen. But I want to preach on this thought today, and I'm done. The turtle on the fence post. There's no way, no turtle could ever get on that fence post. And I want to tell you something, in our lives, there's no way you can make yourself something from God. The only way that turtle can get on that fence post, amen, is for somebody to pick him up and set him up there on that fence post. He can't take no glory for anything that's happened. He can't take no glory for anything that's went on. Amen. Everything that turtle is and everything that you see about that turtle on that fence post, amen, is because of what God has done for him. Amen. 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 Christ made himself of no reputation. Amen. I ask you today, are we trying to make a reputation for ourselves, or are we trying to make a reputation for Christ? Amen. Boy, I think about that. Think about a turtle. Just, I mean, you don't even find a turtle mentioned in the Bible. Two times you find the word turtle dove. One time in the Old Testament book of Leviticus, you find he talks about a tortoise, but it's referring to a desert lizard. Amen. You don't even hardly find a turtle. You don't find it in the Bible, the best I can tell. Amen. Christ didn't even mention it. Amen. But it's an analogy. That's the way it is. Amen. If God's going to do something in your life, amen, it'll be because he gets the credit for it and he gets the glory for it, and we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Amen, amen. One of the hardest things ever done, Brother Jarvis, is when your testimony and your life is on the stake. Put on the road. Amen.
on a robe, to put on an apron, and say, Lord, I humble myself before you. Let them tear it down, God. Let them take away everything that, God, you've done. Because when they do it, God said he will exalt you in due time and in due season. Amen. I'm telling you something right now. We may not shout it out, but I'm telling you, we need to understand that God will exalt us in due time. Amen. Just like he did Christ. What would Christ mean to us? What would Christ mean to us if he had not humbled himself and became obedient unto death? I realized for the first time in my life that I was too proud to go through anything. And I feel like I deserve better, Brother Tinsley. And I didn't deserve to go through this. Lord, I pray. I read my Bible. Try to live clean. Lord, do you know my heart? And God said, son, you're too proud that you won't put on an apron and be a servant for me. You humble yourself, and I'll take care of your testimony. I'll take care of the exaltation. I'll make you what you need to be, the turtle on the fence post. If we're going to be a turtle on the fence post, it's going to take God putting us there. Brother Jarvis.
Today. Donna's going to come and play. That scripture that teaches us that only through pride cometh contention stands out. I've said this a lot of times. You can't protect your testimony. Somebody can tell one lie on you and ruin your testimony to people. But you can take care of your character. That's something people can't touch, is your character. They can hurt your testimony, but they can't hurt your character. While these are praying, God spoke to your heart. Such tremendous truth. Sometimes we feel sorry for ourselves. It's a result of pride. Pitching a pity party. Poor me. I don't, like he said, I don't deserve this. I guess the truth is we deserve to go to hell. Anything short of that's more than we deserve. Lord, help us. I guarantee you there's more here than Brother Brown that feels like you're in a boxing match and can't throw any punches. In due time. We don't know how long that time is, but in due time. What a message. We want to stand up and fight. Defend ourselves. Defend our name. Defend our honor. God said, just humble yourself. I'll take care of that part of it. He always has a better way of taking care of things than we do too, don't he? While these are praying, you just mind the Lord today.